I'm guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm, sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the
jury.
When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay?
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Ah, the first dance at a wedding. Maybe you choose it had to be you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe at last my love has come along. Mm-hmm. Or you use one of your new husband songs called The Bunky Bop. Put your hands up.
Is that really one of his songs?
No, I just made it up.
Oh.
Bunky Bop. But it was like a rap song, and she's dancing with the phone.
I mean,
I think you need maybe I'm just not too. Maybe I don't
include him.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm just not cued in to post prison
nuptial life. Yeah, like you,
receptions.
If your husband in prison buys you a car, you say, "Hey, mom, take a picture of me holding the phone up, so that way he's in the picture of me with the car, which is a fucking Mercedes, and no one's asking how a prisoner
and
or someone in prison just bought a fucking Mercedes."
No one's asking, what that's a $30,000 car, right?
Yeah. What?
$50,000.
Are you kidding? That's like at least a $60,000-$70,000 car.
I don't buy Mercedes.
I don't either. But I know it. No, but I just bought a Mazda, and that's not even a $30,000 car. So I know the Mercedes more than that. But even if they leased it, this is like at least $1,200 a month lease.
No one's asking.
No one, except for Justine, who says, "I'm not going to ask."
Her garden mother wife is like, "I don't know. I don't know what's going. Nothing illegal is going to go in my house. I'm not going to
have
it." She's wringing her hands
during lockup. Lou.
Looter. Episode. We don't know the name of this episode.
I can tell you. Tell everybody about our Love is Blind thing that we did this week so they hear it.
No, we just recorded. First of all, we dropped Love is Blind finale, which I'm still breathless over. Breathless, yes. Mahoney. We dropped that yesterday or Wednesday night, or early Wednesday morning, I should say. And we're tonight, which is Thursday, we're recording this a little early. Or no, tonight's Wednesday. I don't understand. I got my days mixed up. Anyway.
Oh, God.
We dropped with Mary Payne from Pink Shade, we dropped the coverage of the reunion. We had a lot to say. So check that out. You get that if you're on this tier already.
You do already, yes. It is. You know what? It normally tells me. For some reason, it's not.
I couldn't find it on IMDb.
It's weird. It's being weird. So we don't know the name of this one yet. I'll tell you, I don't need to know the name. I can just tell you, it's good.
It's real good.
It's real good, y'all.
No Ty, unfortunately, on this one. And no Jessica and Dustin on this one.
Yeah.
But everyone else came played big. Yeah, played a good game.
They saved Mark for several episodes in, but he's bringing it.
Save it.
Let's talk about They were a lot of the show, but not really that much happened except for Justine and Michael. They finally got married. They're
throwing
the
bouquet outside, and there's like his mom catches it. I was like, shouldn't you? In a way, I think we should stop this. I understand it's a big tradition.
It's never too late.
But why don't we just? It's this idea of like, who's the next to get married? Because everyone needs to get married. I'd run from the bouquet.
That's true. Not everyone needs. No, you would. Running, screaming. You would.
when I caught it, my hands would burn.
You would know. You would.
What are you looking at? What's that? Captain Planet.
Wait, that's not the actual one. That's somebody actually did a remake of Captain Planet. Well, that's not the one I wanted to play. But someone actually did a fucking remake of the Captain Planet song. Go figure.
I never watched that.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It came out a little bit. I was on the borderline of kiddish and older. So I enjoyed it for like the first season and then I grew out of it. But well, apparently I can't find it on Spotify. But
what's the point of this?
It made me laugh because you didn't watch Captain Planet. But the whole point of Captain Planet is each of these kids had
catching a bouquet.
No, when he said, when she was talking to her on the phone, he's like, I finally crossed this finish line. I'm like Captain Planet because they, all the kids have rings and each of them have an earth, a fire, a wind, a water, and then I think it's heart. And so when they all get together, they put their rings together and they say Captain Planet. And that's where they make Captain Planet. What does he do? Here it is. Wind,
water, heart, go, planet. By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Boy, he sounds gay.
Is he a superhero? I have heard this.
Yeah, he's gonna take pollution down to zero. He fights pollution.
Oh, that's when we actually cared about our environment.
Yeah. Now, did you ever see the SNL sketch with Don Cheadle?
No.
Oh my God. It's one of the funniest fucking things you've ever seen. It's very dark. You would actually love it. It's very dark. Very dark.
I need to bring up one thing that we did in our last, what show is it where I brought up, it was Love is Blind, where I brought up Little Abner.
Yeah.
People have come at me saying that was a more comedy school.
You know what? I stand corrected. I thought that it was going, but people did come
for
you.
It's very common high school musical. Yeah.
Oh, see, we didn't do. I'm shocked you didn't do
Little Abner.
We just did the pop show because the choir director didn't like doing it.
It seems very on brand for Oklahoma.
I feel like it. I don't know anything about the show. Nothing about it.
It's based on the comic strip.
I didn't know there was a comic book.
Little Abner.
Didn't know there was a comic.
Yeah. A comic strip, not a comic book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, but I don't know. I never read the thing. I just know it's a musical.
Oh, well,
Jubilation T. Corn Pone.
I don't know what these mean.
It's a weird southern names. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
well, apparently a lot of people. Because you're right, a lot of people came to you about it. So in a positive way. So, so yes, they get married.
We don't see the ceremony.
They come home. The kids are celebrating. They're talking about, y'all, it's all just kind of them. It was weird. I was kind of like watching this going, we're getting a lot of Justine celebrating for the wedding, but nothing's really happening. Like, nothing's really happening. And then he says, like, they do the wedding cake, and they've got the wedding cake. What do you think about that wedding cake topper?
That's cute. I'd like that. It says jail. What I need to ask you a question about this. So they say now it's a video visit. So he's there. She's changed into what looks like her wedding night pajamas.
Yeah, her wedding night pajamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my question is.
Yeah, please.
Is this normal attire for a post jailhouse nuptials video visit with the family. I'm just maybe ignorant of those.
I think for most people, no.
Okay.
I think for Justine, it's perfect.
Maybe she was just feeling uncomfortable in her dress, so she put on something. But it looked like maybe they seemed. I don't know a lot about women's pajamas, obviously.
Clearly,
these seemed like something you wouldn't wear around everybody.
I don't know. I mean, she was covered up.
No, but it just felt like. Pajamas.
I don't know if she was wearing a bra. I think she was, maybe.
No, but. I'm not even talking about that. This is like, it felt like we're being filmed. This is an occasion. This is the family's all around.
It's casual. It's a new wedding. You know, as she said, they're not traditional.
I guess.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm actually agreeing with you, but I'm just trying to reason out how she got there.
I just felt it was strange.
It was odd.
Because there's clothes.
Because also... You're also on television.
Yeah, there's a middle ground between pajamas.
Y'all, Edith Head is rolling over in her grave because fashion is out the window.
You don't have to be in a complete head-to-toe dress or pajamas with shorts.
No, you don't.
I know not a lot of us know this in the age of Zoom, but it was just, I thought it was a, it felt like their wedding pajamas. It was weird.
Well, you know what? It is a problem that all of us got used to wearing elastic pants for too long. Mm-hmm. Really?
Right. It felt like everyone else was dressed in street clothes and she was in her pajamas.
Even now, I won't buy a pair of jeans if they don't have some stretch in them.
I hear that. So the next thing, he's going to be out in 9 weeks, the kids are asking him. And he basically apologizes to his mom and sister. And they're like, you guys, look outside for a gift. And I'm like, what could it be? It couldn't be a car because how is he going to do that?
I was like, what is outside? Like, what would it be? Did he? I just didn't know. Is it like with Dari, does he have Smokey or someone outside? Smoke. Oh, smoke. It's just, it really just should smoke. Be Smokey. Come on.
Well,
it should be Smokey at this point.
He basically... It's a fucking Mercedes, as you said before. And Garden Wife's like, I'm not liking this illegal activity at all. I don't know what I'm going to do here.
She's like, I don't know if it's illegal, but it better not be. But you do wonder. And Justine says, oh, he's bought me jewelry. He's bought me. She said, I'm not with him for those things, but he bought me.
Furniture. Steaks.
Furniture. Y'all. We know from Anna Marcel and that woman who worked at the Omaha Steaks at the airport that those are not cheap steaks.
They're not. I think we're being strung along here to, we're going to find out that there may be some illegal things that are happening.
No. No, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Because y'all, it's going too well.
I agree. I think that, and I said last week that fact that it's the first out of the gate. She's like, I can't wait for tonight. She's like, you got those fingers ready? So I assume she's going to finger bang herself. It's like, she's my nails.
She's like, you know what? I thought that. Like,
got my stripper pole, though.
I just realized that. If you've got long nails, do you just have to use a dildo?
I think so.
A vibrator?
I think it precludes that. Those
sometimes
nails, too.
You just want a little. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Her nails are intense.
They're intense. And I'm like, that's a shit. Because sometimes you just want a little bit of ring finger in there. A little bit of an index.
You like do the lesbian hand. Do the lesbian hand where you have like one or two nails off. That's how you know. That's the lesbian signal.
What?
Yeah, when you see women with they have nails and like one or two of their nails are off, they can finger.
No woman would actually do that. They would just have their nails be the same.
No, you have two nails off. That's the lesbian symbol.
Wait, they actually do that? They have two nails. They just
one or two
chop them down really short.
No, they just don't have regular nails on the other hands, fingers.
So they just, but I mean, they make the other ones really short.
Yeah. Got to have your two most important weapons out.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Lesbian hand.
Really?
Trigger fingers. Got to get them ready.
Wow.
Yeah. Lady loving sissies, come at us. If you've seen this, it's something I've been made aware of.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Someone told me about it, and I was like, I was just fascinated.
I feel like lesbian sex is probably more exciting than gay sex.
How so?
Because gay sex is just dick butt, dick butt, dick butt. But lesbian love,
that's pretty exciting. Works for me. I haven't gotten bored yet. And also, it's not all anal. So there's lots of things you can do.
But you get, your hands are so agile, though. You can do so many things with your hands.
I agree. You can do that for men, too.
I know, but boy, man, hardly ever. They just look at me and say, roll over!
I think that's who you choose.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I think
thanks for making this about my choices.
I think it's when they usually want you to pretend you're a woman. So, I don't want to see your dick.
Is that why that guy called me Lola?
Yep. Yep, that's it. I think that's your choices.
Wow. And you don't know their name either, right?
You can choose not to. They unfortunately tell me their names.
Oh, okay. I'm going to rethink of this. All right.
Shall we move on? That's basically it.
That's basically it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Move on to Chelsea and Mikey. I'm still confused.
I will say that jail cake looked real good.
It did. It did.
Anyway, go ahead.
Chelsea and Mikey.
What the fuck is happening?
So with Beth, that's her friend, they're looking at the prison website. Can't find anything about him being in the hospital or anything about his health.
Don't pull over.
Oh, no.
Don't pull over. I'm in New York City. New York City.
Get a rope.
Get a rope. But I'm in, I just forgot where I am. And then I went, oh, yeah, I'm in a city.
So anyway, you know you're in a city when you have to say don't pull over, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Beth, they're going to call. And Chelsea says, not surprisingly, I have trust issues. Tell me you're on love after lockup without telling me you're on love after lockup. So Beth is going to call his mom. They call Pam. And she's like, yeah, my son was transported to a larger hospital. And this scene, the way
they called the prison before Beth called and
found out. Say he's fine. Yeah.
Yes. Talk about this. It was actual riveting.
Yeah. And they kind of, and I hope this doesn't turn into a gimmick every time she's on.
They didn't do it her last episode. They didn't do this
That's
at all.
That's true. But what they kind of, she's where she can't really read Beth's lips. It's like camera angle and the audio cuts out. And you're like, this is what she's struggling. So we're almost kind of made to feel like what Chelsea's dealing with, because she can't really. She's having problems communicating, which is extremely frustrating for her. And so we understand, though, because she's not able to talk to anybody on the phone because of sign language.
It's so well done because I think why it's necessary to do this in a story product is that because then later. So first of all, I feel like I'm a pretty empathetic person. At least I try to be.
Nope.
Probably not always. Yeah, nope. When they did this, though, it was just, this is not my world. I don't know anybody that's close to me that's deaf. I don't have any family members that are deaf. So when they did that, I went, oh, God, no wonder she's scared. She really can't get any. I realized because of her not being able to hear, she is terrified. So it deepened that for me. But then also from a good story production, when Chelsea says, well, I'm just going to go meet with the attorney. And with his mom by myself, you see Beth's face going, but how are you going to talk to people and get information? Right. Because no one does speak sign language. And it just deepened my empathy for people that are hearing impaired and how they
you can
are
say deaf.
How they
you can okay, say deaf.
Well, deaf, but how they can move around, how they're moving around the world or unable to, or the roadblocks they have.
So you understand a little bit about what they're facing.
And I'd never thought of it in that way before.
Have you never interacted with a deaf person before?
I don't think actually. My brother had a friend in high school who's now a big old queen.
Yeah.
But who lives in Dallas, but like He wasn't
three different gay guys, three different deaf gay guys.
Yeah, he wasn't fully deaf. Like when he had his hearing aids on, he could hear somewhat. So no, I have not.
Mm. It's you're reminded about limitations and not even limitations. It's about things that which we take for granted all the time.
It's what I think. Honestly, it's why I think this. There's two parts. This show is the best show on television to me because the casting gets just a rogues gallery of cuckoo caboos. And then on the other side, the production does such a good and not heavy-handed and not preachy.
Right.
I think they do such a well-produced show that let us walk in these people's shoes.
Yeah. And I think
– Give them an Emmy. Give them an Emmy.
The more you know what she's, if you think what she's doing, her ability, most deaf people can read lips. And so you're already paying attention to so many other factors, being hyper perceptive for some things. But this is a situation where her disability is making her very, very upset. Because it's extremely compelling. I'm in love with this storyline. I can't wait to see where it goes. I don't know if it's going to turn out well for Chelsea.
Don't really love it when she talks to her dad, though.
It's interesting. I find it extremely refreshing because he's not treating her any different than a normal person would with a disability.
No, he's not.
Daughter, who's made really terrible choices.
But he also does a little bit of like, she said that she was abused in this last relationship. And the dad said, basically, the way he kind of seen it, insinuated it was a little bit of like, what's wrong with you for choosing these people?
Well, here's what he said. He said, we did not know what her relationship was abusive. What he said was, you're going to see Kentucky. We're going to see the lawyer in Kentucky. And dad says, I have some concerns because he doesn't want to do it. He's like, you're good at picking them. You're good at really good at picking the bad ones, basically. Then we hear. So he doesn't say bring up the ex was abusive.
But he knows that, though.
Oh, yes. But I'm saying I think you're taking it like he's being more meaner than I am.
It's not that he's being meaner. It's just a little bit of like, yeah, that's not all on her. But
I think this is so typical of a parent who's seen their child.
Yes, this is what your parents do. I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
My mom will do. She'll say, why do you date people that are just users? Why do you do that? And I'm like, thank you, Mom.
But no, I just want to say what – then she went into the litany of what happened. I'm going to ask you not to interrupt me here because it's a while.
It's a while.
Should we hear, my ex was abusive and basically went back to jail as soon as he got out. He cut off his ankle monitor, went AWOL, broke into a deaf club and stole money for drugs, and then took his life about a year and a half ago. And then Tom's son rolled his car over twice, and then he had to have eye surgery. It starts to get like that Erica Jane monologue where everything just gets worse and worse. Let's parse this.
And
I think I understand her dad. Could he go about it a better way? Yes. But he is seeing his daughter make the stupidest decisions for men over and over again.
Yeah, but he goes about it like a very bullish dad. Yeah. Which we've seen a lot on this show.
And he says, this is the stupidest thing she's ever done because you know what that teardrop is? That's 10 years in prison or he's killed someone.
Now that was a good point when he said that because we saw that and we're like, does that mean? And we don't want to – people make, quote, mistakes, but we might – want to investigate if someone's in for 10 years for prison, normally it's a pretty good charge.
Yeah.
Or if they killed someone, that's just, you might want to find out, was that self-defense?
I think this father and daughter are a lot alike because she said things like, I'm a big girl. I'll do what I want to. And he's like, well, I hope he stays in there. And then she's like, yeah, this sucks. That sucks. Everything sucks. Life sucks. You know what? I'm going to go sleep in my car if I need to because it's the only way it can hurt you. I'll sleep wherever I need to. I'm leaving. And I guarantee you, he still thinks she's 4 years old, because he's had to
probably,
you know, especially parents who their children have a disability. You are always going to fight. I just know from my work with students with autism, your parents are always going to want to treat you. They're worried about you in the world. So, yeah.
I think I was a little jaded on him because I didn't really love his hat.
Oh, yes. The First Amendment protects the Second. Is that it was?
Yeah, I didn't really love that hat.
I agree with you.
Yeah. All right.
But let's not be judgmental. Let's take these people as they are.
That's true. All right. Let's move. But her segment is riveting. It's not going to end good.
It's not. If it does, I'll be extremely shocked.
Shocked. Okay.
Ugh.
And then just talk about looking at the good of humanity. Just good good people wanting to help other people out. Let's talk about Emily.
This is a terrible person.
She's a terrible person.
And her friends are awful. Like,
I disagree with that. We'll talk about that, but I disagree. I wanted to know why you think that.
So she's calling her friend Regina, and she's like, tell me you're not meeting that guy in a park. And she is meeting the Smoke, his Dowry's former bunkie. And he only got out of jail, and she's like, Dowry, we found out that Dowry did tell Smoke to get money from her for an investment.
Wait, I just realized in Pink Shade, they call them, hey, bunkies. They call them bunkies because that was a bunk because of a prison. I just got that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another piece of the puzzle comes together. One day, you'll be able to put it all together. Just catch up. I just want you to play ball. Wow. Can I just barrel through with the recap? I'm doing my best I can with saying these names and trying to treat them seriously. Dowry did tell Smoke to get money from Emily. It's like those names from Riverdale sometimes after a while, where it's like Sweet Sue is not going to handle with Skimbleshanks. Dowry did want to give Smoke money. Agreed. And Emily is going to meet him, and she's just sitting there, and he walks up, and she tries to put her hand out. He doesn't even shake her hand. So
he doesn't.
She's not the kind of person to go that way with. I think he quickly realizes that and says, I understand, we were together in jail. I've been in the hospital with him, and you have disrespected me multiple times. Y'all, you know what we have to say about the phrase
disrespect. And also, it's his fucking money. Doesn't matter what she thinks. It's his fucking money.
The thing is, she doesn't see it that way. That's the weirdest part of it is this power trip for her.
Yes.
That she has the money, and it borders on, if not is, financial abuse. She's basically trying to stick it to, she is manipulating him with money. And Smoke even says that. She says, well, she's using this money to weaponize about how Smoke was in his Dowry and her relationship. She's like, Smoke was in the background after when he was, this woman called and said the wrong name. And she's like, hang up the phone. I think he was doing that to preserve his friend. What should he have said? You need to tell her, Dowry. You need to really open up to her now.
Well, you know what I wrote? Emily, what would you have done if that was your girlfriend that got caught?
Right.
You probably would have probably done something even worse.
Yeah. And then we also find out
she's not a scrupulous person.
He says she never visited him. She never visited him once.
Well, she said, though, that was because of COVID. But how long have they been together now? 3 years? 2 years. 4 years?
Something like that.
Well, in her defense, that did happen. She wouldn't be able to. She said she's going to go see him. But y'all, did you watch the end where it said this season on Life After Lockup? You see her say, yeah, I'm not going to go see him.
Yeah. She says, he has a lot of friends come and go. Let's see who shakes out. Again, this idea of trying to control him through his money. Yeah. And then she's like, you're disrespecting me. Blah, 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 blah. Here, take your money. She just kind of throws the money in his hands. I'm done. Then this interesting move that where she's going to her car, she's crying, which tells you this is somebody who, this is how she deals with rejection. She becomes cruel. And she's basically really, really hurt.
She's really hurt. What we just did when we just did Love Loves Blind Mary Payne, she said they, her and Aaron say that she has a smiley face. Is that what they said?
Smile talker. She's a smile
talker. Smile talker. Because it's a disconnect. She's always smiling. And she always has to, she has to say everything. She almost wants to say everything like a smiling mob boss. Like she's in control and knows everything. But on the inside, I think a big part of her feels completely out of control and scared.
Yeah. So they're meeting, she's meeting her friends, some girl and a gay guy.
Regina. That's Regina.
Regina, and we never got the guy's name.
Yeah, we did. His name was Dylan.
Of course
cute.
It was.
And so he just needs to change his beard, though. What is this deal with these guys?
He seemed gay scraggly to me.
What?
He seemed gay to me.
Are you fucking kidding? Like, what does he, what does he need to do? Have a pickle up his butt and a dick in his mouth? Of course he was gay. Jesus.
So...
let's go into this about friends. Yes, Regina was shitty for her, I think, wanting to go give money, but I kind of thought her friends held her to the fire. Like, are you just using this guy?
Oh, they are, but
I loved it.
They don't give a shit about him and her kind of weird treatment of him. I think as another person, what I would say, the friends.
Well, Regina said, are you scamming him? Do you really care about him? She asked her that.
I agree, but I'm trying to say, let me see where it says the friends, they're talking about dowry. They're like, how do you know this person? Blah, blah, blah. It's almost like they're making him seem less human. They're just, it's another person that they're playing.
I get that.
But I think they maybe have Emily's welfare in mind. But he's like, he basically says, I'm not, what does it say? I'm not worried. He's like, what about if it fits in your plan? I'm not worried if it's in my plan. I'm worried that it's going to fit in something else. Next topic.
And that's when Dylan went fired back at her. He said, yeah, it sounds like you're just dragging him along.
Yeah.
I loved that. I totally do get what you're saying, but I do appreciate that they were like, are you fucking just playing with it? And Regina called it. When Regina at the end said, this is all bullshit. She's really into this guy. She doesn't want to admit it. She'll never admit it. And this is going to end fucking badly.
It's going to go left. Yeah. I agree.
It's going to go left, y'all. Because Emily is somebody who wants to be right, not loved.
Oh, God, she's so awful.
She's pretty awful. She's pretty awful.
I just find her, you have to go through so many steps to find empathy.
You really do, a lot.
Someone who's,
should we?
I don't have to find a lot of steps to go through empathy. No, I really do, because she's cuckoo magoo. Melissa and Louie.
Let's talk about Melissa and Louie.
I'm meeting his mom. Without him, can you imagine? That really means he loves me.
If this doesn't prove that I love him, Louie says, if it doesn't prove that you're going to meet my mom, I don't know what it is. And I went, why is he saying that? And then Louie says, because wait till you meet my mom. And then I went, I get it now.
Y'all, this is a woman who has moved down to Georgia to be near her son.
To be It's her. Yeah, she's got a big masculine energy. I've said that why she's a, you know, Donna is a salt of the earth type of folk. Donna doesn't go anywhere.
No, Sensorae has masculine and aggressive energy with a lot of testosterone.
Yeah.
yeah. Which he brought up twice. This is Mark.
She brought up twice.
God, that creeps me the fuck out.
Donna doesn't go anywhere without her Marlboro lights in one hand and a Keystone light in the other.
God bless her.
God bless her.
So there, he walks in and she's like, it's about time. And Donna's like, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm so late. Yeah, you are. Yeah,
Donna's one of those people, you know who she reminds me of? She doesn't listen to the show because she looks and almost acts just like our friend Ricky from Cincinnati. The way her mother always, it's the first time I ever, and I bet Donna has one in her house somewhere. It's the first time I was ever in someone's home and they actually had a can crusher mounted to a wall over the trash can so they could compact the beer cans and it would just fall into the trash.
Wow.
But it's the first time I was ever around. I don't mean this as a judgment, but my family barely drank. And it was the first time I just thought she was always drinking like a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that like starting around 1 o'clock, she started drinking beer.
So you thought it was just sodas?
Yeah, but she just always put them in a koozie. Did you notice how like even when Donna did the interview, her beer koozie was just sitting right there while she was talking?
I guess so. I didn't pay attention to it.
Anyway,
she's like, can I take a selfie in his bed? Let's not get carried away.
No, Don is just standing there going, who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah.
When she literally is, Melissa is like, just y'all, cause she knows she's thinking, ooh, is this the bed when he fucked other teenage girls? Now he's going to be fucking me in this bed. Like, her kink is so hard. She can't even, y'all, this woman's going to crash and burn in front of this mother, and I am ready to see it.
And the mother's going to be part of the process.
Donna's not going to let this happen.
And she said, my first impression, she was late. Girl's got something to prove to me. And then she even asked, why were you late? She's like, well, I got to see Louie accidentally.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right here.
Okay.
Because the rest of this is just going to have to be
okay.
A love during lockup theater.
Better line that up in the editing. No, you can't do that ever again.
Our drums are off, y'all. They keep repeating.
No, it's just like the button's stuck.
I don't know what happened. All right. Poodle's going to be playing Donna.
I'm playing Donna.
I'm going to be playing Melissa, and who, oddly enough, they look alike, right?
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Same eyes.
Yeah, they do. Those kind of bug eyes.
Yeah.
And just so y'all know, this is audio, but when we play these characters, we bug our eyes out.
We do.
This commitment. All right. And action. So I want to tell you, I was a little late because I saw Louie.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I drove by his work. I just had to see him.
You don't drive by his job. You don't do that. We don't put Louie in jeopardy. We don't do that. We don't do that here.
Why does your face look so mean? Why are you looking at me mean like that?
Yeah, you went a peek of him, did you? I'll give you a peek. Might not like it, but I'll give you a peek.
That sounds threatening and a little, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
But no, I just wanted to see him once, but that's it. I promise.
What's y'all's intentions?
No, it'll be fine once he comes here and then we move back to Jersey. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
No. For the first two years, he's going to stay here. You going to put up with that?
Is he going to stay here?
Yeah.
Wait.
Going to mow the lawn every week.
He and I are going to live in another place here?
No. He's going to stay here. What? And what keeps me going is my son coming home. I think about it every night as I look out onto my lawn. And you know what? He's going to work. He's going to, how's that going to work for you? He's going to stay there.
I don't know.
I'm not losing my son.
Works for me. I don't
he
know.
He is dependent on me. He is dependent on me.
Well, I hope. How are we going to have like hot high school sex in his bedroom if you're just sitting there?
That's not my problem.
Okay.
Are you going to have the strength to...
What's he going to do for work down here? What's he going to do for... He doesn't have a job down
here. Oh, he's told me that. He's told me that. No, no, no. He's told me that. There's a couple of things you need to know about him. He wants to be a yoga instructor.
What?
Yoga. Yoga instructor. Yoga instructor.
He never told me about being a yoga instructor.
He is a yoga instructor. He wants to be a yoga instructor.
I didn't know he even does yoga.
Well, he's got this really, really cute. You got to see her body. He's told me about her. That's what he said.
Who's she?
He's got
she.
This. She. Her name is. Her name is Ruku. Ruku. Rukuku. Kukuru. Kuru. Rutu. You know, and she wants him to get confirmed. Wants to and
like
I,
Catholic? Like confirmed? What do you mean confirmed?
Maybe you should meet Rutu. What? Turu. Fruity Tooty Fresh and Fruity Breakfast.
He has a female yogurt instructor?
Yeah, the yoga instructors.
You're telling yogurt me he has a yogurt instructor who's bendy and flexible.
Very bendy.
And is she in prison?
No, she's, you know what? She's so good, she's a volunteer. She volunteers her time. And I don't know if they're friends or not. They seem to be really, really met for each other, though. Rutu is her name.
Is she pretty?
She sounds pretty when I talk to her on the phone. I talk to her every week.
Where's the Yellow Pages?
Rutu.
And scene.
Y'all, this woman knew exactly what she was doing, and she's a genius.
Where were you when you realized someone who is incarcerated could have a goal of being a yoga instructor?
That's a new one for me. That's a new one for me.
And you know what? Actually, I think that's probably a good idea.
It'd be
hard to start a business, but very much about mindfulness and body.
Yeah.
I would be, hey, he's hot.
He's bendy, boy. He could probably suck his own dick.
Oh, my God. I bet he could. Yeah. You know what? Also, too, y'all, those male yoga instructors, their classes are always bad. You guys, if you're a straight male yoga instructor,
you
get all the pussy.
No, that's
all true. All the pussy.
Knee deep.
And some of the dick if you want it. You get everything.
But that was how that went. That's pretty much, she basically.
Wait, so you're saying Donna said, wait, no, are you saying Donna talked about this yogurt instructor on purpose?
Yogurt. I'm an old lady. I don't do yogurt.
You know what? I wish we had the budget. I really want to like find an old looking 70s and 80s house. And I want to put you in that wig with some cigarettes and a Keystone Light and me just in a dark wig and dark eyeliner. And I just want to reenact this scene. If somebody has a house that looks like this, we might come to your house just to reenactment.
And the best part about it, she acted like she was helping Melissa. It was genius. Oh. God,
no, don't fuck with Donna.
Yeah, goals. God, to go through life like this. This woman's earned her place, y'all, and she's not giving it up anytime soon.
No time soon.
Ooh, we got a classic. Classic.
Luck be a lady, get pregnant.
It's Luck
have
Tanqueray.
A baby tonight.
Sensoray. Sensodyne.
You know, I will say, I can tell the difference of the budget because listen to music. Ironically, y'all, 90 Day Fiancé is a much bigger show than Love During Lockup.
Yes, it is.
90 Day Fiancé is the highest rated show of women in cable, period. I want you to think about the music they use for Debbie and for Caesar. Yet on Love During Lockup, did they actually play fucking Frank Sinatra?
No, they didn't play Frank Sinatra. It just sounded like Sinatra.
Boy, he was a really good. This was a much
they can't
better.
Afford, they can't afford that's anything with rights.
But this was a much better royalty-free Frank Sinatra mimic, wasn't
agree.
It?
I don't even think they. They, I think it was better.
Because on TLC, God, they get the shittiest ones.
sky was really good.
It is like, when you're lucky, the sky is blue. When you're not, the sky is gray. Let's all have an orgy.
Hey. Yeah, this was actually awful. Like a real song.
So y'all
were in Vegas.
She's calling. There's something about this guy's affect.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
It's off.
It is so creepy and so incel. Everything is like, I don't know how to relate to another female.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And
I might almost even say person.
Yeah. He's doing errands. He's like, hey, I got a question for you.
He's on the phone, y'all. He's talking to Sensor A.
This is something I'm going to say word for word. He brings this up, y'all, the first thing when she calls. Hey, I got a question for you. I've seen on the news a lot about these like trans inmates like sleeping with girls. Like, have you seen that in your cell block? And if so, can you describe it in vivid detail while I maybe jerk off?
So weird the way he asked about it.
And so with that, he's like, And then she's like, yeah, I've never seen that. That's not what we have. He's like, I love her like Sensor A because she's aggressive and has a high testosterone attitude. It's weird that he says that and brings it up.
And I was like, that's odd. And then cut to him, hey, by the way, if you get pregnant, do you get released early? You know, prison hack. You know, I saw it on TikTok.
Y'all, this train of thought is cuckoo.
It's
so weird. And he says, so if you get pregnant, you'd have to raise the kid, but you'd also get out. So I think I'm a sperm donor. So maybe I think that way. And it's just like, it seems like an easy way to get out. And she's like, this is weird.
And he talked about being a sperm donor. He's like, yeah, I have two offsprings. You know, I just wanted to see what my kid looked like.
If my body worked.
And see if my spooge worked.
Y'all, every single thing he says with a straight face, I just like look at him like he's an alien.
Yes.
It is disturbing, this
and
person
Sensor
is.
Ray's like, she says, I don't want to be what, poodle?
What?
She doesn't want to be
what? And a single mom, and she even says to him, you're not properly equipped. And he's like, his last thing is, y'all, wait, when you do visitation, could I like pass you a vial?
Yeah, he's like, is there a glass? What if I just passed it through you?
I had to stop and walk around my apartment because I was so uncomfortable by this man.
She was just kind of like, y'all, this is where Sensor A was like, yeah, you might want to skip
else
on your spreadsheet.
Y'all, we thought about doing this as a theater, but the words they said were much more appalling than we could ever make up.
This is where it felt a little insidious, though, and also entitled and privileged, where she says, wow, you're a lot crazier than I am. And he said, she has a lot more to lose than I do. And I went,
yep.
Well, thanks for devaluing her life.
No, he's
just
using her.
Because she's
using
in prison. Well, we talked before, y'all, we knew this was prison kink to begin with. So it is a bit dissociative or almost like sociopathic. Like, this is really fucking dark.
Prison blow
up doll here. But like, would she come to live with him and he would feel like he can like chain her to a wall and dissect her just to see if she looks the same as other people?
Yeah. That you're like, not far off.
That's the vibe I get from him. It's fucking weird.
He's weird. But he makes $600,000 a year, so he's
yeah,
anything he wants.
I'm sure that's true.
I think that's the show. This was a weird episode.
It was a good episode, though, but it was weird. It was so good.
I my mouth dropped. I to be honest, that Mark scene made me so uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
It's hard for me to make jokes about it because it's so fucked up.
Next time, we can never end with Mark. We should have skipped and done him first and then done Donna.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I just need a whole show of Donna. I really need you to get that Donna wig. I'm going to need you to get that for
Root
me.
Root soup? Two root? Fruit cocktail? Root.
Who cares?
RuPaul?
Who cares?
Turu? That's y'all. I don't know yoga names.
That's the show. Hey, this show is coming out on November 11th. Happy Veterans Day. So
that's right.
Grandma Hazel's birthday, 11/11. That's also the number, if Darcy and Stacey are listening, that's the number of manifest. But thank you to our veterans. We are sending you love and we appreciate what you've done. So happy Veterans Day
thank
to
you.
All.
Appreciate your service.
All right, everybody. That is the show. We will see you next week. Until then, go to our website, realitygaze.com. You can find us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, and the TikTok, Reality Gaze, Twitter.
For now.
Boy, every day it's getting harder to stay on that thing. So as Linda Carter posted on Twitter, she's like, is anybody having fun here anymore?
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, everybody. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you next week. Until then,
we will learn you later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love.